Hi.
Can we just first start by showing Geelong and the Surf Coast that even as an author of Crappy to Happy, Love What You Do, we all have crappy days. Can you remember the last day where you just went, oh God, why me?
Well, do you know what? It was probably as recently as last week.
Right.
Combination of things. I've been, you know, I love my job, no question about it, but I do tend to overload myself and sometimes, you know, take on a lot of things because I think, oh yeah, there'll be heaps of time to get all of that stuff done. And then of course the time comes and I find I've got a whole bunch of deadlines coming down on me at once. I'm sort of coming down with a cold. I'm still sort of on the end of it at the moment. So, you know, just a whole combination of stuff. Life happens. That's what happens sometimes.
It is. Life happens. And look, you are the author of Crappy to Happy in the brand new book, Love What You Do. What do you think the biggest roadblock for us in 2019 is, where we're not looking on the brighter side to life, where we are dwelling on the crappy?
Look, I think, like, the fact is that we are kind of hardwired to focus on the crappy. That's just the way our brains are built through thousands of years of, evolutionary biology. We're on the alert for threat and problems all of the time. But the thing, the problem is that we can manage that if we're conscious of it, but we're often so busy rushing and living our lives on this kind of autopilot that we're not checking it. And so it's left to run a bit rampant. And, you know, we're busy, we're juggling, and particularly in our digital world with our phones, and we're constantly pings and notifications, and we've got to be here and do that, and reminders and alerts and all of the rest of it. So we're in this constant state of frenetic kind of activity. And so then our busy minds are just constantly looking for kind of what's wrong or what I haven't done or what still needs to be done or what I didn't do very well. And so it's a default to that sort of negative self-critical way of thinking.
Is it human nature to always want more? Do we always want to have more, or should we be reading that as a sign to, well, maybe where we are right now isn't where we're meant to be?
Look, we call that the hedonic treadmill. So the hedonistic kind of wanting consumer culture that we live in, it's not entirely our own fault, you know. We're all bombarded with messages every day and through the media about what we need to make our lives complete and perfect and happy. And we buy into all of that cultural messaging. But the thing is that once we get the thing, we live in this constant state of, I'll be happy when, I'll be so happy when, I'll be happy when, I'll be happy when. And then we get the thing and then we're happy, but not for very long, because as humans, we have a remarkable capacity to adapt. And so that thing that was so exciting in a very short period of time becomes just ho-hum, you know, just becomes our new normal. And then we're looking for the next thing and then the next thing.
I was going to say, what's the tip for you, or a couple of tips for you, for those who, I mean, we've knocked off from work, or if we're in hospitality, our shift's probably just started, to turn our crappy into happy with what we have right now in our workplace?
Number one, gratitude. There's that saying that gratitude, and I know it sounds like a cliche, but it's actually true. There's loads of science to support it. If we can just stop and pause right now and just remember to be grateful for what we have in our lives right now, and even if you're not that thrilled with your job, or even if you're not that thrilled with circumstances in your life, there is always something to be grateful for. Mm-hmm. And the key is to kind of make that heartfelt, you know, like you've got to sort of feel it, really feel it, like really not just, you know, people talk about, I've got my gratitude journal or I've got my gratitude list, but people get a bit kind of rote with it, like I'll tick the same three things every day. Just it becomes a bit, you know what I mean? So I think we have to be really conscious of being genuinely grateful for people, for things, for circumstances, for just the stuff. And, you know, living in Australia in 2019, there is plenty to be grateful for. And so there's that. And then I think it's also just remembering to shift that negativity bias. You know, instead of focusing on what's going wrong, what's going right? Like, what's working well? Because there's always something. But if we're left unchecked, if we're not conscious of picking ourselves up, we will tend to kind of steer always towards what's wrong.
And more of that in your incredible new book, Crappy to Happy. I love what you do. And I already feel glass half fuller just by chatting to you. Cassandra Dunn, thank you so much for your time and stopping by the Departure Lounge.
You're welcome.